Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Allah's enemy, Netanyahu, has been deceived by the positions of the Slavish rulers. He no longer knows his own worth. Who will wake him from his stupor? On Monday, April 21st, 2025, Jewish Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a speech that he will not accept the establishment of any caliphate on the shores of the Mediterranean. He added, "I have said repeatedly that we will change the face of the Middle East, and this is what we are actually doing now. Thanks to the decision and steadfastness of my government, we have broken the axis of evil in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, and other locations. We know our enemy well and will not accept the existence of a caliphate here or in Lebanon. We are working to ensure the survival of, quote, Israel." It is clear that the enemy of Allah, Netanyahu, was deceived by the positions of the Slavish Muslim rulers who prevented the Ummah and its armies from supporting Palestine, Lebanon, Yemen, and Syria. They left him to bomb, kill, destroy, burn, displace, and threaten. They did not move a single soldier, plane, warship, or tank. Rather, they helped him to besiege the people of Gaza and provided him with money, food, clothing, and weapons. Thus, he thought that the Ummah was weak and that he was able to achieve his dreams and what he wanted without anything hindering him. In light of the absolute support for his entity from America and the West, he talks about changing the face of the Middle East and has repeated this more than once, despite his awareness that he would not have continued his war on Gaza or any other front without the West's continued support for his entity, and his awareness that up to now he has not entered into a single war against a single Muslim army, and that he only attacks groups that possess little equipment and supplies. He nevertheless speaks, deluding himself and his followers, that he is fighting on seven fronts. What kind of fronts are these, where his army is killing defenseless children, women, and elderly people, and bombing homes, schools, mosques, and shelters? Does he really believe he is fighting on fronts? If it has been 18 months and he has all the countries of the world with him, led by America, Germany, France, and all the Muslim rulers, and he has not been able to decisively defeat the Gaza front, where there are only a handful of mujahideen and a defenseless besieged people, then how can he face a single Muslim army? But the biggest blame lies with the soldiers, officers, and staff of the Muslim armies who have yet to take action to teach the enemy of Allah, Netanyahu, and his successor, Trump, a lesson that will make them forget their satanic dreams and teach them what fighting is like and what the fronts are like. He has even begun to speak of his dreams of preventing the return of the Khilafah, Caliphate, which the Chosen One, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, gave it as a glad tiding, and his glad tidings are true. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجُ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then there will be a khilafah, caliphate, on the method of prophethood. So hasten, O soldiers and officers of the Muslim Ummah, to answer the call of duty and teach the enemy of Allah, Netanyahu, a lesson just like the lesson taught by the Messenger of Allah to his ancestors in Khaybar, Quraidah, Nadir, and Qaynuqa. You are the ones who can restore the scales to their proper place and raise the banner of Islam fluttering over the walls of the Blessed Al-Aqsa Mosque and let it spread to the entire world despite the desire of the Jews, the Crusaders, and all the forces of kufr, disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرُهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. He is the one who has sent his messenger with true guidance and the religion of truth, making it prevail over all others, even to the dismay of the polytheists. As-Saff 9. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.